Hello, everybody, and welcome back once again to another fun-filled episode of Friends Till the End, where you've been all along, where we run down the classic sitcom episode by episode. I'm Michael, and I've seen Friends over 1,000 times.
And I'm Elizabeth, and I've never seen Friends. One day more.
One day more. Another day, another destiny, this never-ending road to Calvary.
Are you trying to, like, get a singing
deal? These men
who
seem to know my crime will surely come a second time, one day more.
You don't have a bad voice. It just
needs
to be, like, worked on.
I did not live until today. How can I live when we are separated? Skip to Russell Crowe. One day more to revolution.
That's even generous.
In the bud. We'll be ready for these schoolboys.
Oh,
they will wet
stop.
Themselves with blood. We did it, yo.
Ha 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 ha. Ha 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 ha.
That's good.
Thanks.
It's the final day of 7 podcasts in 7 days.
Woo!
It's always a wee bit of a challenge putting them out. But yesterday, it really didn't look as if it was going to happen for a while. You were a little bit run down with your current condition of being with child. I fell asleep midway through editing the episode at like 10 o'clock.
Did you?
I did it on purpose. I took a little nap.
Oh, okay.
Woke up like 25 minutes later and finished it. Got it out in time.
Wow.
But yeah, it was under the wire.
I know that there's a lot of pressure that we get to put these out on time, the day we say we're going to do them.
Yeah, for me.
Right.
No one else does. everyone's very nice and understanding.
Yes.
We got some more well wishes for you, if you'd like to hear.
Okay.
Hi, Michael and Elizabeth. This is from Sandra T at Copperbug82. You'll remember Sandra. She was the person that got into Frasier. And
sent us
like her like favorite characters and stuff. She does have a Frasier update.
Oh, well, I really hope there's a different person as a front runner.
Who was her front runner last time?
Daphne, I think.
No, it was Eddie.
Fair enough.
And then Daphne.
Okay, well, I approve of number one, but Daphne, come on.
Okay, so hi, Michael and Elizabeth. I'm so glad you guys are back this week. I've enjoyed the new podcasts. I have a Frasier update for you, but first I wanted to say congratulations to Elizabeth and the mysterious unknown father of the baby. You know, please respect her privacy. That's so exciting, and I wish you well on the rest of your pregnancy.
Oh, that's nice.
Here's how Frasier ended for me. So she's got through the whole thing.
Oh my god, good for you.
Niles wins is my favorite by a long shot.
Yes!
Yeah, I love Niles. I enjoyed his storylines, and he made me laugh so much. He really stole the spotlight from Kelsey Grammer.
Mm-hmm.
David Hyde Pierce is a legend.
Totally, yep.
Roz, Martin, and Daphne all had some great moments, and I'm not sure how I'd rank them, but I do know that Frasier is my least favorite.
Whoa.
However, without him, it would change the dynamics, but he really became a secondary character for me.
Wow.
Now, a lot of people say this. You say this. I don't really agree with Kelsey Grammer as a person in life, but I think he's good. He is meant to be pompous, and he is meant to be arrogant, but he is, like, he's flawed. I like him.
No, I mean, I like him, but I think that everyone is so strong.
Yeah, it's true.
Which is good, but I think she's right, that the show would be so different without him. You need his weird, you need him.
Mm-hmm. Sandra signs off, I have actually restarted the series because I know there's stuff I missed, and since it's a cold, snowy day here in Missouri, I will probably get several episodes in.
Oh my gosh, yes. It's a cold, snowy day here on the East Coast.
And I dare say you'll probably watch a couple of episodes of Frasier as well.
Well, I pretty much can get through about, I'd say, a night. Now, with being pregnant is hard and sleeping is difficult. And I probably get through 3 or 4 a night throughout, sporadically.
Yeah, well, thank you, Sandra. I'm glad that our Friends podcast has inspired you to talk so much about Frasier. I don't think we're doing our jobs properly, but no, that's great. I would love to know what your favorite episode was, just from one watch all the way through. So, yeah. Get back to me on that, I suppose.
Such a good show. I want to watch it now.
Also, I did want to give a shout out to Chuck Rodriguez, who has been a follower for a long time, big fan of the show. Hi, Chuck. He's catching up slowly but surely. I think he's at like the end of season 4 right now. But he did just want to let me know that he did bamboozle you for like an episode towards the end of season 4.
Well, so, I am not surprised, too Chuck. Bad. I am not surprised.
We don't keep track of... I think it was like a double episode. It was like, remember when they did, Ross was like sending out wedding engagements and it was like flashback episodes.
Wedding invitations?
Invitations.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it was like flashbacks to like his relationship. We did like a double episode. Well, he bamboozled you on that episode.
Well, good job, Chuck.
Mm-hmm. All right, Chuck. In what is becoming a regular segment, you have a Would You Rather for me.
You know, I can think of things too.
Great, yeah, no, this is good. Bamboozled, it was very much a one-way street, although that one time you did write the questions for Bamboozled, and it was quite the scandal.
Well, I had to make them as hard as possible.
They weren't even, like, Friends trivia, though. It was just, like, obscure, like, episode titles.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you're better at asking Would You Rathers than you are Bamboozled questions, so I guess I will allow you to continue.
Okay, Michael. Would you rather date Phoebe, Rachel, or Monica?
Oh, interesting.
You have any questions you want to ask about that?
At what point am I dating them? Am I dating season 1? Are we doing where we're at right now in season 6? Am I allowed to pick what I consider to be the best period in the show to date them?
I don't care at what point. It is that you are envisioning.
Okay.
It's just...
So I could say, like, season 8 Phoebe.
Sure.
Okay.
I don't know what that means, but... Yeah, it could be whenever.
Okay.
Obviously, if it's after a time that haven't seen, or... obviously, if it's later and I haven't seen it yet, your explanation might...
Well, maybe I won't explain it.
Give anything... Okay. Fine.
Maybe the listener will just know.
Well, we can only hope.
Okay. I don't have an answer for that right now, but okay. I'll have one by the end of the episode, so stay tuned for that. We just finished watching season 6, episode 7. We are basically a third of the way through the series already. This is why we do this. We hit the ground running. 7 podcasts in 7 days. I say next season...
What are you going to say?
10 podcasts in 10 days, baby.
I mean, it's a lot of editing on your behalf.
Your baby might be born by then.
Oh, God. Bye.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
They can be on the podcast.
I think we would have to... How many days until your baby's born?
Days? Yeah. Oh, I have no idea. Like 150 or something?
150. So we could do just a podcast a day and be done with it by the time little Gunther gets here.
Oh, my God.
Just about. I think we have like, I mean, we're over halfway. There's like a 236 episodes. We passed the 100th like 24 episodes ago. So yeah, we could do it. We could do it.
I mean, if I just quit my job and I just stay home and watch Friends and record things, then yeah.
I think we've got a little over 100 episodes to go.
Okay.
Seems like a lot when you say it like that.
I disagree, oof. Actually. When you say it like that, it seems less.
Ugh.
Look at us. Look at our perception differences.
Yeah. Well, I just think, like, once we get into, like, I don't know. I kind of thought, like, we would have been going downhill more by now, so I'm pleasantly surprised. So I'm hoping, like, I've been kind of building up that, like, season 9 and season 10 are, like, terrible. So maybe they're not as bad as I'm remembering them, hopefully. Or maybe I can find something different to enjoy.
I thought you meant the podcast would be going downhill.
Oh, well, unquestionably. I mean, we started off terrible, and then we probably hit our stride around about season 3, but it's all been downhill since then. Anyway, we just finished watching season 6, episode 3, episode 7, the one where Phoebe runs. Oh, I'm excited to talk to you about Phoebe running all over the place like a mad woman.
Yeah.
It's going to be good. But first, this episode first aired on the 11th of November.
1999.
2000 party overlook out of time.
No, not yet. Boom, 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 boom. Oh,
so tonight I'm gonna party like it's 1999. It's a good song.
I can't wait for this year to be over so you can stop doing that.
Wow, we've got just over a month left.
Thank God.
All right. You've closed the gap a wee bit. It's 4-2 right now. I believe it's me to go first this time around.
Okay.
23.6 million is what we were looking at last time. So they're steadily climbing back up. They kind of hit the lower 21 million a few episodes ago, and now they're back up to 23.5. Do I think they're going to keep climbing? I don't know. I'm going to play it very safe with 23.5 million, I'm going to say.
Okay. I'm going to say 23.8.
All right. And the correct answer to the viewers, how many million viewers watched this episode? 22.7. Back down again. Pew, pew, pew. So after the 7 podcasts in 7 days, it is Michael with a commanding lead of 5 correct guesses to 2. But hang in there, champ.
I will.
Don't give up.
I won't.
Good. This episode opens in the rarely seen Phoebe's apartment. You notice anything interesting about Phoebe's place?
I could talk about it for the entire podcast.
What did you notice?
There's so many weird things in there.
Like what?
She has one of those things you'd find in a church where you go and light the candles. Like, you know, you make a little donation and you can take a candle and light it for someone that's passed away or someone you need like prayers for.
Okay.
You know, there are all those candles in like a little row, and she had a big cross over it.
Probably her grandmother's.
Yeah. Yep. And she had some sort of like mannequin arm. I think it might have connected to a head too. It had like this red sparkly thing on.
Was this like off to the right through another room?
No.
Oh no.
I mean, it was. It seemed like there was just one big room that we were looking at.
Okay.
So it's in that room. I don't know if that's helpful.
Mm.
Everything was just weird.
Pretty much what you would expect from a Phoebe apartment there.
Yeah.
Well, that's fun. Getting a wee look in there. Hopefully we'll see some more from Phoebe and Rachel's place.
I wouldn't be surprised if there was like a full skeleton somewhere.
Oh, yeah, grandmother. So Phoebe and Rachel are just hanging out. They are recording an answering machine message. Elizabeth, I know you're probably too young, but an answering machine, it's kind of like the voicemail feature when you go into phones.
Michael, I know what they are.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
I'm only 4 years younger than you.
Mm-hmm. They are recording an answering machine message. They're doing that really cool thing where they take it word about. So it's like, hi.
I'm
doing
great. I couldn't think of anything. I got nervous.
Yeah, but they're basically doing that. We should do this podcast like that.
Okay, let's do it.
Shall we try?
Okay.
Okay. Phoebe.
Then.
Gets.
Angry.
At.
Rachel.
Because.
She.
Takes
all
the
good
words
for
the
recording.
Potato! That was pretty good.
It was good.
We're in sync.
You know, if we did that for the whole time, I would really, really need to pay attention to the episodes more so than normal.
Oh.
Because then I would, like, if I didn't know what was going to happen, oh my God, that would be crazy.
Remember when you used to take notes for this show?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I would jot down little things that I observed on my phone.
You gave that up real quick.
Yeah. Well, you take such detailed notes. I don't know if you all check them out on Instagram, but they're really, really good. And so I don't feel like we both need to do it. Let's just not waste paper. Come on.
Well, you were doing it on your phone.
Let's not waste electricity.
Okay. So, yeah, they do that. And as we said in sync, Phoebe was not happy because Rachel was taking all the good words. So Rachel's just like, all right, we can swap. But then Rachel does like a little thing where she inserts like an extra word right at the beginning. So they end up back on the same cycle. And Phoebe's like, hey, what the hell, you sneaky little sneaker. Rachel is going to go running in the park. Probably the Central Park, I would imagine.
Mm-hmm.
Where we're recording an episode of this podcast live on location. Phoebe's going to go with her. And she's like, all right, but before we go, she quickly runs to, she bends down and records the voicemail message. And then she's like, yeah, take that, bitch. And you were like, thank goodness, somebody's finally got Rachel. Someone's got, someone's there to put Rachel in her place.
Yes, I really liked it. Because Rachel's like, what the hell? And Phoebe's like, well, that's what you get, whatever. And just left it at that. And I liked that. I feel like Rachel gets her way a lot.
She is a bit of a daddy's girl.
Yeah.
Daddy's little princess.
But I, well, I mean, not so much anymore.
Well, I don't think Monica is like someone that takes any shit.
I just think that Monica's easier to walk all over, but Phoebe's gonna put you. Oh my god. Who would win in a fight? Phoebe or Monica?
That's a tough call. Probably Phoebe, because she's like lived on the streets, but Monica's no pushover.
No, but I think she's a strong woman. I think she's more emotionally unstable.
Than Phoebe?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know about that. I think we can all agree everyone in this show is pretty emotionally unstable.
Well, I think Phoebe can like switch it on and off easier. I
mean, think how upset she got when people didn't know who Denise was.
Yeah, but that wasn't like instability.
Well, it's not exactly an example of a steady mind.
Well.
Anyway, that's neither here nor there. The episode opens. Ross and Chandler are having a conversation. Ross is talking about how in a few years computers are going to be as advanced as like a human brain, so you could like download your brain into a computer and live forever as a machine. Honestly, I don't know why he bothers. Because that's interesting. That's like fascinating. That's
if
like,
that's true, that's kind of cool. He also said it was in 2030.
Okay.
Which is not far away. That's like 11 years.
That's not that far away. But I don't know why he fucking bothers. Because Chandler is just like,
they're just mean to each other.
Boring. It's just like, Ross, when are you going to learn that this group does not reward academic prowess? They like, what do they even talk about? What do these friends...
Girls? Like, each other?
Why are they friends? Like,
I don't know. I don't think they have intellectual conversations together. I think they just live in the moment, kind of talk about what's happening around them.
But back in the day, like, every episode, season one, used to open with them just kind of shooting the shit. Just talking about weird and random things. And you're like, oh, that's cool. That's like what me and my friends do now. But now it just feels like everything they talk about is so plot-driven. Every like conversation is like moving the plot forward. So it's almost like they don't really feel like friends anymore. They're just like a close group of people that are, I guess that's what friends are, but a close group of people that are sharing their lives. I don't know. There doesn't seem to be an awful lot of like friendliness anymore. They're just like obligated to each other.
Wow. Okay. That just put a damper on things
for me. Oh, shit. Sorry. Anyway, I just, like, Ross is, why am I defending Ross? What's happening?
Oh, you love
him. Just, like, that's something interesting. Like, what's that saying? Like, great minds discuss ideas, mediocre minds discuss events, and small minds discuss people. Or something like that. Is that... I don't know.
Well, I don't know, because that wouldn't make sense, because, like, my job is to discuss people.
Like, okay, but, yeah, but it's not about that. Like, it's about, like, gossiping and, like, just sort of talking about, you know, focusing on what people say or do. Obviously, like, your job is... It's not the same thing, but... I don't know.
Well, it's an interesting thought.
I saw that quote once. I can probably talk about this. There was a girl I used to date, and we went round to like her friend's house, and she had like that quote up in her bathroom, and I just found it so fucking ironic, because like she was the biggest fucking gossip I'd ever met.
Really?
Like, she would just talk such shit about people, and I'm just like, oh, the fucking...
Why don't you give her a shout out?
Fucking oblivious. I don't remember her name. Anyway, Monica then comes into Chandler and Monica's place. Huh? Huh? That's going to take some getting used to.
Yeah, it doesn't really flow.
I feel like I should give each apartment, like, a different name.
The big one, the little one? The good one, the bad one.
But no, there's three, because there's Phoebe and Rachel's place.
Why don't you just say Monica's, Phoebe's, and Joey's?
But what about, it's Janine's place now as well. We'll get to Janine. We're not quite there yet.
Oh my God.
Monica comes in and is immediately passive aggressive to Chandler in a way that makes you think, God, is this what it's going to be like? This is what she's like on day one. She comes in like, oh, Chandler, did you nail those boxes to the floor? And he's just like, no. She's like, oh, so you can move them. She's like, fucking hell.
Oh, I do that sometimes with you around the house.
That's like fucking 30 years into a marriage levels of passive aggressiveness. You shouldn't be dropping that on like day one of them living together.
No, I know. It's pretty bad. But you know I do that to you, right?
Yeah, but it'll
be like, oh my God, Michael. All the paper towels are gone. How did that happen? No one replaced it? Oh no!
I don't know where you keep fucking paper towels.
Well, you ask. You don't just leave it bare bones and crying.
Look, we've all got our roles to play. You are the replenisher of the paper towels.
That is not
a thing. I am the killer of spiders.
Well, that's true.
This was all etched out in the Friends Till the End contracts. When we started a podcast
together. We're going to have to revamp those.
Oh, well, I think it's up for negotiation in a couple of years, you know. I think season 7 you get to renegotiate. Oh, so it's coming up. Joey brings in his new roommate. Did you recognize who it was?
No, so he said, oh, this is my new roommate, she's going to be living with me. And the crowd kept wooing, so I didn't know if they were like, oh, Joey, you finally found some, like, hot biddy to live with you.
Yes, after all those years of searching.
When they wooed twice, I think it's supposed to be someone I should know.
You don't recognize Aussie supermodel Elle McPherson.
Oh.
Nicknamed The Body.
So she's not a, an actress. She's a...
you couldn't tell? I'd say she's no actress.
Okay.
She's never acted before. Some might say she didn't act in the show either.
No.
But those people are cruel. Yes, she's there.
She's a supermodel.
She is a supermodel. That is her first career.
Do you think she's beautiful?
Yeah, she. I mean, she's not my type, but you know, she is. I like, yeah. She to look at her, she is clearly like cut from the cloth of a supermodel, but you know, she doesn't float my boat.
Same.
Fair enough. So yeah, Joey's face is basically showing her off, and she's like, "Yeah, this is Janine," and she's like, "Oh," she like introduces herself, and she's like, "Oh, I'm from Australia," and he's like, "Wow, I didn't know that," and then she's like, "And I'm a dancer," and he's like, "Wow, I didn't know that." And people are just sort of like, Joey, did you ask her any fucking questions? And she was like, okay.
Now, does dancer mean like a dancer or like a someone who dances for money? For stripping?
Yes, dancing is her job.
No, I know, but is she part of a dance company and does like ballet? Or is she dancing on a pole?
Does it matter? They're both legitimate forms of work. Everyone's got to make a living.
I just didn't know if that was what was implied, and that's why he was like, oh my gosh, a dancer. Or if it was just because that's cool, or he thinks that's hot. Like, I just don't know.
I don't know. Is it, you know what? It's not important to me. Didn't think about it. Okay. Doesn't matter to me.
Well, it definitely doesn't matter to me.
Good. I mean, I suspect you'll find out in the coming episodes. Bloody hell, we're half an hour in.
I know, we've just been dicking around.
So, like, she leaves and Joey's just like, yeah, she's great. Can't wait to ask her out. And everyone's just sort of like, you can't ask her out, you fucking idiot. It's like, what's the plan here, Joey? You really didn't think this through.
No.
And he's like, oh, damn it. You're right. The ladies are in the park. They're about to go for a run. Rachel gets started. Phoebe's tying her shoelace. And then Phoebe comes bombing past her, running in, I don't know, a way that... How would you describe it?
Like Kermit the Frog?
You can't steal Rachel's explanation of it.
Oh, shit. You're right. Okay. like someone who might be on fire and trying to put themselves out by running away from the fire that's on them.
That's pretty good. I mean, Phoebe talks about it later. She's like, this is how I ran as a child, and it's the most fun way to do it. And that is a pretty apt way. She's just sort of arms flailing, legs sort of kicked out, like just bombing as fast as she can. She must like, for she doesn't run regularly, but she must like, tire herself out after like 200 yards. It's like, come on.
Well, I didn't quite get it at first that she ran strange until the next scene.
What?
So I thought she was just trying to be funny because you just see her for like a second. Yeah. She's like, oh, I'm running with you. This is fun. So it took me a while to get that.
Oh. We then cut to Rachel and Central Perk regaling, I can't remember who was there, Monica and...
Chandler, I think?
Yeah. About how Phoebe runs funny. And she, yes, describes it as Kermit the Frog and the $6 Million Man.
I don't know who that is.
Steve Austin. $6 Million Man.
I don't know who that is.
Steve Austin. $6 Million Man. It's like a TV show. Like back in the day of like the A-Team and stuff like that. Okay. He was like a soldier and he was injured, so they rebuilt him and he had like robot parts.
Oh, okay.
And he was a $6 Million Man.
Like Inspector Gadget?
I do like Inspector Gadget, yes.
Was he rebuilt like an Inspector Gadget type guy?
Well, I don't... The origins of Inspector Gadget are a little bit... No, I know, but like the Inspector Gadget... He wasn't like blown up
in the line of duty or something. I think he's just some like weird robot man.
That was like my favorite show for quite a while.
We never talk about it.
Inspector Gadget?
Brain calling brain. That's what she would say.
We never talk. Well, when I try and talk about TV shows I like, you move on. You wouldn't let me talk about Teen Angel. You wouldn't let me talk about Visionaries.
Well, I just don't know them, but I do know Inspector Gadget.
Okay.
Now that we're 25 hours into this podcast, let's talk about the show.
Okay. Anyway, Rachel doesn't want to run with her anymore. And Monica's like, you should just tell her the truth and be honest. And Rachel's like, okay, I'll do that. And then Phoebe comes in.
Hold on a sec. It's the stupidest idea I've ever heard. You know what you should say? If I was Rachel, I'd say, you know, I've never really run with anyone before. And I found that I didn't enjoy it. And I think I do like my alone time when I'm running. So maybe sometimes we can go, but I just really like to be alone. That's like my time for myself. Mm-hmm. Boom.
Well, I don't want to think of ways that Rachel can get out of this because this whole plot line is ludicrous and it goes against it goes against the continuity of this show. Because I'm sure you'll remember back in like season 2 or season 3, Phoebe was dating a fitness freak who wore loose-fitting shorts and penis kept filling out. You expect me to believe that she dated that guy who was crazy about fitness and he never commented on her running or tried to give her tips on her technique?
But she knows that her running is different.
Mm. Does she, though?
Yeah, they mentioned it later in the episode.
Oh, yeah. Okay, fine. So maybe he did mention it to her and she's this is how I run.
But honestly, Rachel tells her, I don't want to run with you because you run weird. She says, I don't want to run with you because you run weird.
All right, spoiler alert. We'll get to that soon enough.
Oh, I thought you just said when Phoebe comes in and she tells her.
She doesn't tell her. She tells her, she's not honest with her. She's like, oh, Monica hurt my ankle. I can't run anymore.
Yeah, that's what she says.
And Monica's like, oh, I'm sorry your ankle's hurt. And Rachel's like, no, just one. And she's like, for now. You don't mess with Monica. She's a badass.
Totally.
Chandler is done unpacking. He looks around to thank Joey for his help. He doesn't see Joey anywhere. There is one box lying in the living room floor. We hear a giggling noise coming out of it. And Joey jumps out of the box and scares him. These guys, man. More classic box fun from those two. They're not the bracelet buddies anymore. They're the box buddies.
Hey.
Yeah. Chandler's like, well, you know, I'm all moved in, and now I'm going to do something nice for Monica. I'm going to clean the apartment. Joey is struggling with not flirting with Janine because he doesn't want to mess things up with having a roommate. He's like, oh, I'm all pent up with not being able to flirt. And then he looks at Chandler and goes, how are you doing?
Yeah.
How do you feel now that it's been pretty well established about the how are you doing line?
It's just like a dumb catchphrase.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
not great.
That's fine.
It was never my favorite. Joey returns home to find Janine stretching in the living room kitchen area. Joey awkwardly stretches as well. It's very awkward. He's just trying to, like, not have contact with her and just, like, try and keep his distance. He goes to the bathroom. All of her thongs are hanging up. Oh, man.
Poor Joey.
But, of course, she's Australian. Thongs mean flip-flops in Australia. Oh! That might actually be New Zealand. I'm very sorry if I got that wrong.
That's a really good point.
Actually, I think in Australia they call them thongs, and I think in New Zealand they call them jandals. Or vice versa.
Well, no, she said, look, my I have delicates that can't put it in the dryer or something. So it's implied that it's her underwear.
No, I don't know. You can't put flip-flops in a dryer.
You don't wash flip-flops in a washing machine.
Yeah, if you don't mind athlete's foot, I suppose.
What are you doing that you have athlete's foot in a flip-flop?
Moving on. Rachel is out jogging on her own, and she's embarrassed about Phoebe jogging, but I would be fucking embarrassed running with Rachel, because she's just doing this, like, arm swinging, like, almost like with military precision, and her fucking breathing. Like, every step, she's like...
Maybe she's doing some sort of, like, breath training.
That's... You don't do that. You take proper breaths when you're running. She's like...
But it could be some sort of method. Who knows?
Terrible form. Terrible form. Anyway, Phoebe catches her. She's like, aha! She, like, runs up on her with her weird run. And she's like, your ankle doesn't hurt. You're fine. And Rachel tries to lie about it. And Phoebe's just like, nah, I'm not having any of it. And she runs away very fast. But just for a short distance. Mind you, sprint training is very good for you, so it's probably a good technique.
Ha.
Chandler is cleaning the apartment, and boy, is he cleaning the apartment. He's just pulled everything out, he's got the rubber gloves on, he's just scrubbing things. It's like...
That's so nice.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's a bit over the top.
Oh, God. I would love that if someone just came and took everything and scrubbed it all down, put it back for me, and not do anything. Hell yeah.
Do you think the people in tidying up with Marie Kondo are a little bit upset that Marie Kondo doesn't really do any of the tidying up?
She helps.
She doesn't really.
Yes, she does. We just don't see it.
She just tells you what to do and then she's like, all right, see you in 40 days.
No, that's just
days.
For the show. No, she does help.
I don't know. She can't even reach, like, cabinets.
She sits there and she goes through things with you. I think she's especially there for the emotional aspect of it. Like, wow, you have all these sentimental items. Let me help you sort them and really ask the questions. Do you need, you know, like, what does this do for you? What does this bring you? Hmm. You know, sometimes you need someone else to ask that for you.
Yeah, I suppose.
We don't see every minute of it. It's a TV show.
All right. What were we talking about again? Oh, Chandler's cleaning. Ross comes in and basically tells him this is a bad idea. Monica likes things a very certain way. He basically freaks Chandler out. So Chandler's like, nah, she'll be fine with it. I'll prove it. I'll call you. I'll call her right now. So he calls her at work and she's like, I'm going to kill someone. Everyone's fucking up. Fucking idiots. And
we haven't seen her at work in a long time.
We haven't. Do you think things are better?
Well, not according to what she was saying on the phone.
But I don't think they're being mean to her anymore.
No.
Ever since she fired Joey. He realizes this is a bad move. So he, like, freaks out and he's trying to move everything back. Tries to put the couch back where he thinks it goes, and Ross is like, that doesn't look right. It's like, well, just look on the carpet imprints. Couches leave an imprint. Just look for the imprint and match it up again.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yep, but no, doesn't do that. And it's all kind of wrong. He panics because you can't put your feet up on the coffee table anymore because the distance is wrong. Oh, he's very, very, he's all panicked. Joey is stressed out too with things, how things are going with Janine. He needs advice on how to repel women, so he goes to Ross and Chandler for advice, and they're like, hey, we don't repel women, and they're like, oh, maybe we do. Remember in college? And they talk about, oh, just tell bad jokes, and go ba-dum boom tch after you've made jokes.
Isn't that supposed to be ba-dum tch?
Ba-dum boom tch.
They're doing three. Is it three or two?
Three. I thought it was two. Ba-dum bum tch.
Oh, I thought it was doo-doo tch.
Doo-doo tch. No, it's ba-dum boom.
My whole life has been a lie.
Good thing you don't make too many jokes. Thank you. Correct their grammar is another way to repel women. Do you have any more advice on how to repel women?
Talk about your exes.
Yeah, that's a good one. Joey doesn't have any exes, though. Joey talks a big game about, like, betting. We never see him, like, living the shagging lifestyle. We never see it.
Yeah, I know. It's just implied. How to repel women. I mean, hygiene issues.
Mm-hmm. Get them pregnant.
No, not like that. I mean, like, bite your own toenails and spin them across the room.
Yeah, that'll do it. That's pretty drastic.
Or just, like, pick your hair and your pubes and leave them on the table.
Oh, your pubes. Oh, come on.
See, it works for you.
I'm sorry I asked.
Yeah, you should be.
Rachel tries to talk to Phoebe. Phoebe's not really having any of it. She's, like, trying to walk away. And Rachel's like, all right, I'm sorry. I should have been honest with you. And Phoebe's like, well, what is being honest with me? And she's like, you run like a fucking Muppet.
I wish she said that. How come they never drink on this show? And how come they never swear?
It's just a different stage of their life. Yeah, they don't drink very much.
No, I like wait for them to just have a beer in their hand or like pour a glass of wine. Why aren't they drinking more?
Yeah, I don't know. Doesn't happen very often.
I don't know why I thought of that, but I just want to throw that in there.
No, it's fair enough. She does this like, yeah, and Phoebe's like, yeah, I know I run weird. And she's like,
but yeah, good for you. Own it.
She calls Rachel uptight, and Rachel's like, I'm not uptight. And then she's like, well, you know, I'm just free and easy. I like running like I ran when I was a kid because it's fun. You're like, you're running to the swings or you're running away from Satan. Ha 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 ha. Satan was the neighbor's dog. So yeah, I think she gives Rachel a little something to think about.
I agree.
Chandler's still trying to clean. Monica arrives home and he like slams the door in her face to keep her out. He tells her that she can't come in because Ross is naked. And she's kind of like, oh, does he have the thing that you have? And you're like, oh, what does he have? And she's like, okay, I'll just come back later. You're like, no.
Yeah, like you just worked. You probably want to come home. She was just saying how much she wanted to spend time with him and looking forward to coming home to see him.
Not pour a big glass of wine.
Right.
Like a normal person.
So what did Chandler have?
Yeah, what did he have? Ross then comes up with the idea, oh, we can look through photo albums and kind of look to see how things were. It's like, that seems like a lot of work. You can't remember and you're going to have to base it off of photographs. Come on, guys.
What do you think he had?
I don't know. Just like a rash or, I don't know. Hemorrhoids?
That's not just a man problem. Anybody can get hemorrhoids.
Joey returns home to find Janine. He starts to try and repel her. He incorrectly corrects her grammar. He makes a little joke and does his ba-dum bum ch. And she's just like, you're being weird. Why are you being weird? And he's like, well, I'll tell you the truth. It's because I'm trying to repel you because, you know, you're gorgeous and I'm lovable. We're going to end up together.
Now, I didn't quite get her reaction to this because she said, you're being weird. She's known him for like 5 minutes. How would she know that that is unusual?
I mean, he was being weird.
I know, but maybe she's just like, okay, that's something new about this random person I've decided to live with. You know, like, why would you know that that is weird?
She just has a sense for these things.
I guess.
She's a dancer. She's an expert in body language and I don't know. I'm trying to be generous. She's probably wicked smart. So she's like, well, Joey, you don't have to really worry about that because I'm just not that into you. And Joey is shocked. And he's like, well, I think that's just because I've not been trying. You know, if I turned it on, you would really want me. And she's like, I don't think so. So he's like, all right, then get a load of this. How you doing? And then she's just like, yeah, I'm good. And he's like, oh my God. Because he's got nothing else to offer a woman. Apart from being lovable.
Yeah, not every woman is attracted to you, Joey.
Rachel is out on the streets pounding the pavement again. Good for her. We haven't seen her run once in the last 6 years, but here she is. Really,
it's almost like implied that she goes a lot and we're just hearing about it.
I mean, Phoebe must live pretty close to Central Park. Oh, that's why they call it that.
You know that. Get out of here.
But she gets bored just running with her stupid...
Yeah.
So she starts to do a funny run.
Yeah.
And she just runs fast and flails her arms. And she runs into Phoebe. Not literally, of course. They both, like, kind of cross paths, and they're like, yeah, look at you, you're running. And she's like, yeah, this is so much fun, let's go. And she starts to run again, but she runs into a horse.
Oh my god, I was so concerned.
For the horse.
Yeah, of course.
He's fine. Have you seen, like, those things, like English soccer matches sometimes? There was, like, a video that came out. There was the team Newcastle United lost to their rivals, and there was, like, after the game, the fans were, like, yelling, and they weren't quite rioting, but they were, like, really mad, and then one guy, like, punched a police horse.
I hope he got arrested.
Yeah.
That's really bad.
He broke his hand, but it was just, like, on the news, it's like, look at this fucking asshole.
Oh my god.
He punched
an innocent animal. Jesus.
I don't think the horse really minded. I don't think you can do too much damage to a horse.
I hope the horse kicked him in the face.
No, but, you know, he did get arrested.
You can't just punch an animal.
I know.
That's awful. Why are you laughing about it?
Because, like, the horse is fine. It's not going to do any real damage to the horse.
Poor thing.
Yeah, it's a fucked up thing to do.
Well, Phoebe says something here that I've actually used in my life. She's like, you know, it's great. You can run like this and it doesn't matter because you're running by people that you're never going to see again. So who cares if they judge you? And I honestly have been using that in my day-to-day life because it's so true. Like I used to like touch up my makeup or wear makeup when I was running errands. But now it's like, who the fuck cares? I'm never going to see these people again. You know, if I go and go to the grocery store, like, who cares? And it's really freeing, and I suggest you all try it and report back.
I hope that you remember to smile, though, because you're a lot prettier when you smile.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God. I really hope people don't think that this, like...
That you're serious?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I think they know you're...
My very dry... Hilarious sense of humor.
Yes, your wit.
Yes. I'm truly a modern day Fraser Crane.
The character no one really likes.
He's just misunderstood. Anyway, elsewhere, Monica returns home to her apartment and immediately notices that everything's wrong. It's just like, why is everything different? Chandler panics and he's just like very apologetic, and Monica's just like, it's okay. Like, I'm really appreciate you, the effort. Like,
I'm really pleased you did that because I thought it was going to be the opposite, and I was going to be like, "Fuck off, just go away." Aww. I was getting really frustrated. He did a really nice thing. He went to go get flowers for her. He cleaned the apartment.
Did he get flowers for her?
Yeah, sweet.
He's a good person to live with.
So I'm just really happy how appreciative she was with him.
Yeah, she's just like, you know, I'm a crazy person for this, but you don't have to.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, good for them. And the episode ends with her putting on rubber gloves and being like, you need to show me everywhere where Ross sat naked. And the episode ends with Ross in Central Park. He is trying to woo Janine. It was established earlier on that he is quite taken by Janine as well. So he is regaling her with the computer downloading your brain story. And Janine, finally, someone that appreciates Ross's interesting science tidbits, is like fascinated by it, and she's like
eating it up.
Yeah, she's like, oh, so you could download your thoughts. And
what is that accent?
I can't do an Australian accent.
Sounded like Emily at first.
Oh yeah, fuck, it's not Emily. Okay, well I'll workshop it for the next episode because people really love my offensive accents.
Mm-hmm.
So Ross is like, oh yeah, I'm in here. So then he makes like a nerdy like science joke. He's like, you know what we're doing right now? We're interfacing. And she immediately is just like, okay, I gotta go. And yep. She just gets up and leaves. And you're just like, oh boy. And Chandler just kind of looks on like, still got it. Still know how to repel women. And that was the one where Phoebe runs. Your favorite episode of the season so far?
Maybe. I liked the last one we watched as well.
Right. What'd you like about it? Apart from Phoebe running?
I don't know. I don't like the fact that I rated it before we talked about it, because sometimes I find, after talking about it, I like an episode more.
Right.
And this one I really liked when it ended, and after talking about it, I'm like, well... So I almost want to change that.
Yeah, oh dear. Well, you can go back and
change it. But I still liked it a lot more than other ones. I don't know. I don't have an answer as to why.
Yeah. I mean, I do like the Phoebe storyline. I think it is, like, suitably Phoebe-esque with like the weird kookiness without it like going like too far.
Yeah.
Like too much into like a caricature, like almost like Joey a couple of episodes ago with the fucking Porsche, but don't get me started on that again. But I just Porsche. Thought the other storylines were not that interesting. I didn't like how Joey was like just assuming that this girl was going to be into him.
He so doesn't he had to know work. Better.
Yeah, I know, but it's just like...
Plus, he has a pretty good track record with women.
So he says, there's not any evidence for it. He's like the only friend that hasn't really had a girlfriend on the show or a partner on the show.
Long term.
Right. The Chandler cleaning up thing, just like, I feel like we've seen an episode like that before. Even if we haven't, it just feels like it's been done. So, meh. I liked it fine. I thought it was quite inconsequential. It was just kind of a filler episode.
Didn't really move anything along. They needed that.
Yeah.
You need to see Chandler really moving into the apartment, getting settled.
Yeah.
And Monica and Rachel and Phoebe kind of finding their groove too. Like, you need those filler episodes sometimes.
Yeah, I guess so. All right, well, that is the end of 7 podcasts in 7 days. Hashtag 7 and 7. You did it. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Gunther, thank you for being with us this week. We will probably take a week off and then be back to just our normal release schedule, whatever the hell that is. We don't really have a normal release schedule right now, but at least one episode a week going forward from here. So we're going to take a week off and we'll be back with episode 8 of season 6, the one with Ross's teeth.
Teeth.
Yep.
Okay.
What could be going on there, I wonder?
Some dental issues?
Well, we'll just have to wait and see, I suppose.
Or maybe he finds a tooth from an extinct animal.
Ooh, now you're talking. Now you're thinking. We'll just have to wait and see, as will you, dear listener. All right. I'm going to try and answer your would you rather in just a moment. Before we get to that, thank you all very much for listening. You can catch us on Twitter at FriendsPod. Check us out over on Instagram. You can find us on Patreon and sling a couple of bucks our way that way. You can find us on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Google Play, all of the places you get podcasts, whatever you have on Android. And if you feel so inclined, head over to where you get your podcasts and leave us a friendly rating and review, because it helps us immensely. And as always, tell a friend. It's a great way of spreading the word. All right, Elizabeth, hit me with it. Remind me of the would you rather.
Michael, would you rather date Phoebe, Rachel, or Monica?
I'm going to say Rachel, but not... for, like, not just for the reasons of, childhood crush, etc., etc. I just think she would be the least amount of work. Don't you think?
Could I tweak it a little bit?
If you must.
Who would you... well, I guess you'd probably say the same thing. If I had to say Mary.
Yeah, I'd probably say the same.
What about...
Look, don't get me wrong. I should be so lucky. I would be honored if any of the three of them would deem me suitable for dating. But, because I think they're all great. Like, I really like all three of their characters.
No, I do see what you mean. I think she's, like, leveled out a bit. So I feel like she would probably be the easiest to get along with. Yeah.
I also, like, and I've said this, I respect the hell out of Rachel. Because she has come the furthest in a lot of ways. Like, when we saw her in episode 1, she was helpless, about to get married off and live a life of luxury. She had nothing. She, like, left behind daddy's credit card and she went out, and she is now doing very well in this super competitive world of fashion.
Yeah.
So I admire the hell out of Rachel.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah, I'll say it. Admire the hell out of her.
Well, good. Good answer.
Good. Thank you. All right. It's always a little, like, it was always easy to say goodbye after just, like, doing our normal run-through, but always after the would you rathers, it's a little bit harder to, like, wrap it up, so...
Should we just awkwardly sit in silence until it ends? Until we hit the end button?
Okay, let's do that.
Okay. I have to pee.
All right, that's good enough.